It's very Breaking Amish. Did you ever watch that show?
Oh my God, I didn't, but I was just talking about that show with my mom for some reason. Because it's like a cult, so it's hard to get out of,
And
right?
they literally have all these like teen, late teen, early 20 like Amish kids go live like in a house in like the middle of LA and just like let them experience the real world, and it's
And they're like,
always
oh
so
my
chaotic.
God, this is what caffeine tastes like. And they like go
Yeah,
crazy.
they all just get like addicted to caffeine pills and like candy bars and like just flipping the light switches on and off.
Mystic balls.
Balls.
Mystic
Mystic
balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls. Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Cheyenne.
What's up? Happy, I hear you're in a blizzard.
Oh yeah, it's fully blizzarding here in the 303. I'm good. I'm real good.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly here. It like dipped into the 50s this week.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know. I love when it rains in LA and cars just spontaneously start flipping on the highway.
My God.
Cars don't actually flip on the highway when it rains here. People just act like they do. Like it'll be sprinkling and people are like, "Oh my God, drive safe." Or people will like cancel plans. They'll be like, "It's raining. I just like don't think it's safe to drive."
Yeah, well, today's a big day because it's the Grammys, which
Oh, I
is
was
super
like, "Why?"
exciting. Well, Taylor Swift is performing, so that's
Oh.
pretty
What's
huge.
with all the controversy? I keep seeing like freaking Zayn Malik being like, "The Grammys are so corrupt. Like you have to like wine and dine them to get an award." First of all, that's how award shows work. Like, do you really think the Oscars aren't the exact same way?
Yeah, that's life, baby. Welcome to it. You don't just like get stuff because you're good at it. You have to like.
Little bit. Well, also, like, I'm sorry, Zayn. I don't think your music is even Grammy worthy. Like, Pillow Talk was I.
Zayn hasn't released an album in like years, also. I don't understand why he.
Like, listen, absolutely he should get an award for impregnating Gigi Hadid. Like, I will give him an award for that. I don't think he needs an award for his like subpar music.
Yeah, you're married to Gigi Hadid, Zayn. Maybe you should just sit down and like you're family man
Just
now.
focus on being a father. Go change some diapers while your girlfriend's just like eating it up at the Versace show.
Do you think Zayn changes diapers? Do you think Gigi Hadid changes
No,
diapers?
they for sure have an army of nannies. I don't even think they've met their baby.
Baby popped out and she's like, take it away, take it away.
They for sure have more than one, too. Most like really,
Oh.
really rich people. I saw, I was actually with the kids at iNanny at the park, a couple
Very
months
cool.
back. And we saw all the like the little Kardashian kids.
What?
I kid you not. No, this is real. I kid you not. There was a 1-to-1 ratio nanny to child.
Why didn't I know about this? That's insane.
I'm sorry for not telling you right away. I guess I should have. I kind of forgot about it, but yeah, it was really funny. And they were all the nannies were wearing matching, like scrubs.
I mean, that's like basically a preschool. I mean, it's like there's so many Kardashian children.
Do you think the scrubs were Yeezy?
Probably they were just like Yeezy's clothes. They weren't even like supposed to be ugly scrubs, but you were just like, ugh, these are heinous
That's
scrubs. But
literally how the clothes look.
it's just the clothing line.
No, it was
I
really
think.
funny, and they all were strapped with like these hefty diaper bags with like God knows what, like probably 7 iPhones per kid to like keep them entertained. Like diamond encrusted iPads, even though they were at the
Yeah.
park.
This Kardashian bit is funny though. I'm
I kind of
just
forgot about it. It was very, very funny.
I'm sure they had like Voss water and like catered snacks.
No, dude, they're so rich. They're at that level where they like don't even eat food. You know
They
what I mean? Like
don't.
really rich people, I swear they're on like a liquid and pills diet. Like they all just take their supplements and like drink celery juice and like that's what they eat.
You think so?
I'm pretty hungover, so I think this is going to be a good episode for us.
Sweet. I'm on my first glass of wine, so hopefully this is a good episode.
Nicole's rocking a middle part. I think the energy is really good. I think I have a good feeling about this one. I'm so used to being an old maid that like waking up this morning hungover to like a dirty ass like fraternity looking apartment was shocking to me. I feel like I'm 45 years old.
Oh, me too. Welcome to
I was like, this place is a mess.
it. All right. So let's do
Get
what we
after
came here
it.
to
Fuck
do.
it, we ball. I'm sorry for
At
saying
dawn we ride.
that. Okay, so this is season one, episode six. What's the official name of this episode?
The name of this ep is There Goes the Neighborhood. I don't even know what that
Pretty
means.
lackluster.
Yeah.
So the episode starts, it shows all the vampires that had gotten out of the tomb, so all these like 1800s ass vampires in their like Airbnb in the woods, where Pearl is like their leader. She's like running the place, and then I feel like it shows Anna.
Cheyenne, you know what she is. She's the girl boss of the
Oh,
house.
right. I need to get away from that word. But yeah, she is the girl boss of the house. It shows Anna like showing them how to use the TV remote. She's like the house manager slash like assimilation to the modern world coordinator.
Yeah.
Pearl's showing Harper how to text on like a slidey phone.
Yeah, it's like a sidekick. And they're just like preparing the vampires to be released
To be
as
released into the
modern day
wild.
citizens.
I think it's really funny just the thought of them all like living and it's like a content house.
Content creator house.
It's really similar to like the Sway House,
It is.
or what I don't even know the names of any of them. What's the
There's like the hype
Oh, the hype,
house.
right, the hype
Yeah.
house. It's really funny. Yeah, if this was filmed today, they'd all be learning like TikTok dances and dumb shit. They'd all be learning how to make like a fake cry apology on camera after saying a racial slur.
Wait, that's insane because they're from like 1865 or
Four or five.
whatever.
That, yeah.
But if someone were to be put in a tomb in 2012 and then like fast forwarded to 2021, they would still need to be like reintroduced to these concepts.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be a totally different world.
Yeah, a totally different world. Oh, you want to see your friends? You want to go out? You can't.
Oh, pandemic aside, but also, can you imagine waking up and
Also,
being
yeah, from a pop culture perspective, waking up and being like, okay, Vine's dead, first of
Vine
all.
is dead, but check out this cool new app, TikTok. Was
Check out this cool
Vine?
new data harvesting app that we're all addicted to.
Vine wasn't even around in 2010, I don't think.
Oh God, you're right. That was like 2014.
Something like that, they wouldn't even know. Yeah, they wouldn't even know.
Yeah, you would just gloss past that. You'd be like, there was this thing called Vine. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't
Doesn't
matter.
matter. Now we do dances to the Twilight, Bella's Lullaby. People twerk to that on this app called TikTok. Anyways, they're at their vampire content house. I want like a Jersey Shore style reality show of all of them living in this vampire house.
Oh my God, yeah. Everyone's wasted all the time.
They're all just drinking like the hardest ass, like rye whiskey that they can find.
Yeah, so they're in this like little house and Pearl, as we said, is the girl boss and she's like, "Okay, no one can leave. But Anna and I have to go do some
No one
errand."
can leave, but we're gonna go right now. We're gonna run some errands. But no one can leave. I just want to stress that.
No one can leave. I'm the girl boss now. No one can leave. And this guy, Frederick, is like, oh, hell nah. I've been locked in a little tiny-ass cave, and I want to go stretch my legs and, like, see what's out on the town. And Pearl's like, no.
Dude, Frederick is such a, like, 1800s fuckboy name.
I hate him.
Frederick, I just can imagine him in, like, a snapback or whatever the 1800s version of a snapback would be.
Yeah, like a nice billowy top.
Oh, yeah, you know I imagine every man ever that I've ever met in a nice billowy top, and that's how I decide whether or not I'm sexually attracted to them. But that's beside the point.
Yeah. But Anna and Pearl leave. And Frederick's like, all right, see ya. And he also sneaks out.
With Beth Ann.
With Beth Ann, which I hate that name.
I love that Frederick and Beth Ann sneak out to go to the freaking Mystic Bar.
Yeah.
Or sorry, the Mystic Grill.
They're outie. It's the Mystic Bar and Grill.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever the fuck it's called. The Mystic Applebee's. But yeah, and then it shows at Mystic High, it shows our 150-year-old vampire high schooler, Stefan, with Elena, his child bride. And there, Elena's like, I'm just, like, so over the drama. I just want to, like, have one day without vampires. She says in particular that she wants to get back to school, homework, and fun.
Yeah, Elena's really having a hard time with all the vamp drama.
She's having a hard time with all the attention that she's getting.
She's like, oh my god, I'm just being pulled in every which way. Everyone always needs my help, like, because they're nearly dying, and I just want to have some fun and do some Algebra 2 homework.
She's like, literally have so many standardized tests I have to study for, and I'm getting so distracted by the constant threats to my life.
So Stefan's like, girl, let's just have a day where we, like, don't do any of the vampire shit. Like, just you and me being high schoolers.
Yeah, with the exception to the vampire rule being that he is a vampire.
Right.
And then they, like, kiss just right in the school hallway. You know when couples used to, like, kiss each other when the bell would ring before they would go to their next class? It's like, see you in 45 minutes. Like, we don't need to, like, make a show of, like, a farewell goodbye to each other.
Yeah, I don't know. High school couples kissing in the hallway was always so gross to me because it wasn't, like, the cool hot kids that would do it. It's, like, the weird, like, band kids that would just be, like, dry humping in the hallway.
Something about two people wearing, like, backpacks that are just busting at the seams with their A-push textbooks and, like, holding hands while walking. Like, I feel like they were just holding each other for support from all the weight that they were carrying on their shoulders.
Being in high school is so hard, man. I don't know. Let people be happy is what I say.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm being a hater.
No, you're not being a hater. You're not being a hater.
I was not a fan of the whole, just the performative aspect of high school couples. Like, you don't need to hold,
so performative.
You don't need to hold hands. Like, it's, the hallway is so crowded. Like, this is a single file situation. Like, you are congesting the hallways by having to hold hands and making this, like, two-person blockage.
Yeah.
I'm bobbing and weaving trying to get to my next, like, AP Lit class.
I hear you, dude. When I was in high school, I was rushing. I was, you know, that kid that's, like, arms are behind him and they're, like, jogging to class? That was me in the hallways. I didn't fuck around.
Yeah, if you had to go from, like, the theater classroom all the way over to, like, one of the science classrooms.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Takes me 10 minutes. Are you crazy? And I sat front row, bitch. I needed to be ready.
Takes you 10 minutes and the passing period's only 5 minutes.
Oh my god. I remember when passing period, I think, didn't passing period used to be 10 and then they were like, that's too much time, we're cutting it to 5, and then they changed it.
They were like, that's way too much time. Some of these band kids are going to get pregnant.
They were like, these kids be making out for 10 minutes. Let's cut it down.
No, they can only make out for 5, so they really have to rush it.
God. Okay, so
you can still get pregnant in 5 minutes, but it's a lot harder.
It takes about 4 seconds. No one is safe.
Ew. Okay.
But Caroline comes up to Stefan and Elena, and she's like, "Hi, guys. Do you want to go on a double date with me and Matt and Elena and you, Stefan?" Which sounds like a fun time.
Elena's being really annoying and hesitant about it. She's like, "Are you sure that's a good idea?" In like a very fake, sympathetic way.
If you want to, Caroline, like, are you comfortable with this? Because keep in mind, Matt and Elena used to be an item.
I don't really like her insinuating that like her presence would cause Matt to like fall in love with her all over again. I think that's just really, it's really yuck of Elena. And she's like, "I don't know, Caroline, like, I don't know if that's a good idea considering like your boyfriend is still in love with me. Do you think he can handle being around me and my,
you think he can handle my rail thin frame? Yeah, and my lush straight ass hair.
My listen, Garnier Fructis scented locks."
I totally agree with you that Elena's kind of being a bit of a bitch about the whole situation, but I do have to say that I think Caroline puts too much pressure on Elena to like not be so up in Matt's face when throughout this whole episode Matt is like not giving Caroline even an inch to work off of. He's not like holding her hand, he doesn't kiss her, he's just reminiscing with Elena the whole freaking date.
Yeah, I agree. And later in the episode, like when they are on the date, I agree that then Caroline becomes the one who's being a bitch about it. But they agree to have like a little double date. Then we go see our boy Damon in the Salvatore boarding house. He comes home from God knows where he's been, drinking his stale ass whiskey and sucking the life out of sorority girls. He comes home and finds Pearl and Anna waiting for him. And he tries to attack Pearl and then just absolutely gets his shit rocked.
She literally rocks his damn world. She like chokes him out.
He tries to choke her and it's literally as if he's just grabbing like a steel bar. Like she's no response.
She doesn't flinch. And then she like gorges his eyes out.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. She gouges his eyes out. She chokes him. Is that the word?
Gouge? I said gorge. Yeah, gorge. That was wrong.
She gorges herself on his eyes. She actually literally cooks them and fries them and eats them, you guys.
Okay, Jesus. Gouge. My God.
Sorry, you said the wrong word. I just ran with it.
No, you're right.
But yeah, she like gouges his eyes out. I don't know. I just think that's a really powerful moment. She's literally wearing a power suit. She calls him a little boy. She's like, "I'm 400 years older than you. Like, you little squirt."
Yeah, it was kind of hot, I will admit.
She's the Hillary Clinton of Mystic Balls in that power suit.
Whoa, big shoes.
Loaded statement.
Real loaded.
Really controversial figure to throw in the mix. But yeah, she basically is just telling him, she's like, "I want to get this town back. Like, vampires used to roam freely and like, that's my vision. Either you're in or you're out. I'm not really asking for your permission. I'm just here to," I don't even know really what her purpose is in visiting him. I think just to
like wield her power in front of him and be like, "I could fuck you up if I wanted to. I'm taking the town back because I want to." She offers to,
yeah, she just like kind of whips her dick out on it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, she does. Her poussoir, if you will.
Her punani.
But she offers to get Catherine in the mix, and she's like, "I can bring Catherine back. She's my bestie for the restie."
She's a real bad bitch.
This is like kind of a character growth moment for Damon because he's like, "I don't even want to see her. Like, I don't want anything to do with her." And she's like, "Fine, I'm still taking the town back. Bye." Yeah. And
she's like, "Okay, well, now you're not going to get anything out of it. Adios." And then there's this random scene where Aunt Jenna is showing them like a rental property.
Oh, like, yeah.
Okay, hello, generational wealth. Like, we had an inkling, but now we see it.
Yeah, and it's
Aunt Jenna's is a landlord.
Yeah, wait, is she a landlord or is she a realtor?
I don't really think either. It's just, it's in this rental property is in their family. Like,
that
type of situation. So she's not even like a working class landowner. She just like, it's there.
And she's like, oh, I guess I could rent out this $1,000 a month property. That might be a good idea.
Do you think it's $1,000 a month?
How
much do you think what's the cost of living in Mystic Falls?
In Virginia? I mean, I don't know. This town's kind of popping. They have like one really cool restaurant, I would say. And it's like a historic building. And it used to be an old apothecary. So I would say it's probs like 25 hundo.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. That's real on the cheap end.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really know much about property values. So we're going to roll with that.
Cool.
Then we show little Maddie D. His mom's still in town. They like allude to the fact that she had a gentleman caller over the night before.
She's a whore.
Really? Yeah, the treatment of this woman having sex has a little bit of ageist undertones for sure.
It's ageist and sexist. Like, let the woman do her thing. And Matt's like, you were so loud.
Okay, I will say, like, from his perspective, like, that is inappropriate that, like, his mom is just, like, fucking everyone left and right and, like, in his home and he's in high school, like, trying to sleep before his big math quiz.
Before his, like, yeah, no.
Definitely. But also, she just looks wrecked. Like, who is doing her makeup? They make her look awful.
She looked so bad.
She has like her skin is like translucent. She has like she just looks so bad. Like there's not even she isn't like give the woman at least a little bit of like a dick glow. She looks like death warmed over.
She literally is gray.
It's so bad. It's like this is what happens if you're over 30 and you have sex.
Wait, how old is Aunt Jenna, you think?
30? I think Aunt Jenna's like late 20s.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, this woman's like not doing well. So Matt's like, hey, mom, what if you got a job as a bartender at the Mystic Grill?
And she's like, yeah, that's a cute idea, sonny boy. I'm very comfortable in bars, so I think
she's like, I think I'll fit right in.
Yeah, and then she's really rude to Caroline again, who comes over wearing just an absolutely heinous rainbow scarf.
Yeah, it's like tied so tight around her neck.
It's really limited too. It's like kind of a skinny scarf.
It's very like early Hannah Montana vibes.
Yeah, it's not good. And then she goes to the Mystic Grill for her interview and the manager like blows her off. She basically says it's because she fucked her boyfriend last summer.
The woman's getting it. Let's just
I'm
say
happy
that.
For her. I mean, shit. But yeah, and so she's sitting there. Of course, Damon's also at the bar. So they start drinking together. And then Jenna shows up.
Yeah, they're having like a fun. Jenna shows up and they.
She's like, Jenna, oh my God, Kelly?
Yeah, Jenna and Kelly go way back. They used to be best friends.
Kelly used to babysit her and then they used to party together. It's a very layered relationship to have with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's a very small town relationship to have with someone for sure.
They start pounding shots, which by the way, like, didn't Caroline and Matt just leave for high school? What time is it? It's got to be like 10 a.m.
No, yeah, literally, it looks like, no, well, I think they were at high school, they were at school earlier, and so maybe this is, like, an after-school situation.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's, like, 4.
Okay, that makes it better.
more better. Yeah,
it makes it a little more better.
I mean, considering that you just popped a bottle of wine and it's about 4 p.m. there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Grammys. It's the Grammys. It's a Sunday. It's snowing outside. The Grammys is like my Super Bowl. Okay.
That's how I felt about the Meghan Markle and Harry interview with Oprah. I treated that shit literally. I might as well have made like a 7-layer dip. Like I have not felt that way about a television program.
That was like really good too, because a lot of times those interviews, they get really talked up and you watch it and you're like, I didn't gain any new knowledge from this, but Oprah brought it. Also, can we talk about her purple eyeshadow?
Oh yeah, Oprah looked amazing. I love that Meghan Markle, this is just so iconic that she had a smoky eye going and like a tell all about her ex-royal family, like the boldness of that.
She looked, oh my god, I think Meghan Markle is one of the most beautiful women in history.
Oh, agreed. I hated when she got engaged to Harry and everyone was like, oh my god, like just a normal American girl like is gonna be a princess or whatever. She is not a normal American girl. She is one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
She's so beautiful. It like hurt me.
Like that is not attainable. That doesn't mean, no offense, that someone like you or I could one day be a princess.
Can you imagine if you didn't say or I, if you were just like, no offense, someone like you could like absolutely never ever be a princess.
I could maybe on a good day. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I thought that was really whack when people would say that. I was like, this doesn't mean anything for any of us.
No.
Okay. She's in the 1% of hotness.
Yeah, she is. 100%. Her nose is perfect.
It is.
Yeah. She's
incredibly beautiful, and I'm happy for her.
So is Prince Harry. Shout out Prince Harry. You're gorgeous also.
Yeah, you seem like a really good guy. We love a spicy ginger man
we
on
love
this
a
podcast.
Ginger.
This
Cheyenne
is a ginger-friendly
and I love
podcast.
A ginger.
We do. Yeah, he's hot. His hair does look like it's thinning a little bit though.
Well, that's just, you know, he can probably get, I've seen a lot of those hair plugs on TikTok. Yeah. They look really realistic. I've seen countless TikToks of men going from a 2 to a 10. So he, if he wanted to, he'll be just fine.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I love all the tweets that show Prince William, how he used to look and how he looks now. Everyone's saying Diana snatched her jeans back.
Oh my god. Well, Prince William, as like a fresh 21-year-old, so hot.
So hot.
As a father, ugh, I mean, I wouldn't even look twice.
Wouldn't touch him with the 10-foot pole.
No, wouldn't.
Anyways, what the fuck were we talking about? Oh, Jeremy.
Okay.
Little so, Jay.
Our boy Jay.
He's on like an online chat room called The Lair, and it says vampire lovers only.
Yeah, he's in like this vampire chat room. By the way, his chat room name is Vampire.
What?
No, wait. No, my thing auto-corrected. It's Vamp J-E-R. Vamp Jer.
Vamp Jer. Oh, Vamp God. Jer. That's so bad. It's so funny. I love... There's some username, Bloody Becky, is saying stuff about how to kill vampires. It's really weird. Someone says something. I couldn't quite see it. I could have gone back and paused it, but...
Well, I did. So what's your question?
Y'all haven't started paying us. So someone said something about Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah. That was related to people were like, someone asked, how do you turn into a vampire? And someone was like, you have to drink Paula Abdul's blood, which, of course, we know is false
correct.
Information.
That's correct. We haven't been proven wrong.
No, that's true. Maybe Paula Abdul is a vampire. But Jeremy is trying to get some info. So he's like, how do you kill a vampire? And someone's like, a steak always works.
Bloody Becky says that, I believe.
Steak him in the heart.
But only if it's from the steak region of France. Anna knocks on the door. And he's like, oh shit, Anna, what's up? I thought you left with your mom. And she's like, no, I want to be a real girl and go to high school. And he's like, okay. And then he tries to talk to her about vampires, and she really tries to like throw him off her scent. She's like, that's crazy. Like, I was just saying that because I thought you were hot and I wanted to make a good impression. What?
Girl, what?
That is what you do when you think a guy's hot and you want to make a good impression? I'm just mean to him.
I'm just such a simp. I like, yeah. Well, to each their own.
This is a great quote. You were all cute and floppy, and I wanted to make a good impression. That Jeremy is insulting.
Is floppy. No, I think he's cute and floppy.
Why? I would hate to be called cute and floppy.
We're not cute and floppy.
Well, why the fuck not, Nicole?
Well, Jeremy is kind of floppy, don't you agree?
Yeah, I don't think I would like to hear that from someone as like a way to flatter me.
But it kind of works for Jeremy because he's like, cool, they're like making dinner, I guess.
Yeah, and now he's like, now that you've said that, I'm really hungry for a sandwich.
Yeah, so they start throwing together a sandwich, and then Jeremy's like, ooh, I have an idea. And he slices his palm with a knife.
It's a bad cut. Like, he literally could have just poked it.
No, he like goes deep. He's like it's very convincing.
It's a gash.
It's a gash. And Anna's like, oh my God. And he's like, what's up, Anna? You get nervous around blood?
Yeah, it's pretty weird and taunty. Also, can you imagine if he, like in the real world, if he felt this strongly about vampires and then was wrong and he just sliced his hand open for nothing? She's like, oh, let me get you a Band-Aid. And then he just walks around with his hand cut the hell open.
But he, I mean, his hunch is correct. She obviously is a vampire. And she's like, she pins him up against the refrigerator and is like, what do you think you're doing? And he's like, I know the vampires are real. And then he does this really creepy thing where he's like, go ahead, like, drink it. And then, like, offers her his palm.
You gonna drink it or what, bitch?
And she starts, like, sucking on his palm blood.
His palm blood as opposed to his neck blood?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's gross, though. And
it is gross.
He's like, it tilts his head back in ecstasy.
Ugh.
It's disgusting. School shooter vibes
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then Aunt Jenna gets home from getting drunk at the bar. She noticed that Kelly and Damon were starting to flirt, and she makes her quick exit out of there.
Yeah.
She gets home just in time to like interrupt whatever weird blood sucking situation is going on at the refrigerator. Anna like yeets out of there, and Jeremy just like covers his hand and is like, oh, hey, Aunt Jenna, what's up? And she goes, regret. And then goes upstairs to bed.
I love Aunt Jenna.
You live long enough to relate the most to Aunt Jenna on The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, 100%. Did you wake up with regret today?
Oh, for sure. Every day.
Yeah, true.
Every day. No exception.
Absolutely no exception.
There's never been an exception to that rule. But, yeah, really funny. And then back at the Mystic Grill, this is a really MILF-heavy episode between Pearl and Kelly.
Kelly's not a MILF.
God, if someone would just do her makeup correctly, she would be. She's not a bad-looking woman, but because she's a woman over 30 who's having casual sex, they make her look like an absolute gremlin.
That's so true. Like, that's what? True. That is true.
It's awful. But yeah, our little double date, our Fab Four, are on their little double date at the grill, like playing pool, and they see the adults heavily drinking, like taking shots. Kelly and Damon start to do something really cliche, and they're like tying cherry stems and knots in their mouths.
Can you do that?
No. Can you?
No, I've never, but I've never tried.
I'm also a really bad kisser.
Me too.
Like, I'm awful at it.
I just don't believe you. I've actually been told I'm a really good kisser.
I think we've all been told that, but what's the truth?
You're right. No, that's true.
I want to put every man I've ever kissed in the hot seat. I just want to know the truth.
Just tell me the freaking truth,
because I can't tie a cherry in a knot in my mouth. Yeah,
the urban legend is if you can tie a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue, then you're a good kisser.
Yeah, for those of you that have been living under a rock.
We don't know, okay?
Yeah, anyways, so I guess Kelly and Damon are both good kissers, and they're just, like, flirting, and things are starting to head a direction. And then it shows our Fab Four. They're like, oh, also, before they get to the bar, when Stefan goes to pick Elena up, he brings her this like Kroger looking ass flower arrangement. Did you notice that?
I'm not even going to comment on this because, listen, I go absolutely crazy for someone that brings me flowers.
Yeah, but don't you want them to be like a nice arrangement?
I literally could not care less. They could be on the side of the road. And if they just like thought of me,
No, you're right. I'm being a huge C word.
You coward. Just say it. I almost said it earlier and was like, I need to not.
No, it's tough because I actually say that word like pretty frequently in my day-to-day life.
No, me
and then
too.
I forget that it's like a really harsh word to a lot of people. And so then I like I say it with my roommates or like, I don't know.
I say it with you.
And then if I, like, accidentally let it slip, like, I let it slip in front of a friend's boyfriend and got just, like, such a look.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I say it, and I almost just said it when we were talking about, I think it was when we were talking about Kelly, or maybe it was whatever, but I think I like, auto-corrected it to bitch in my head because I was like, that's a little intense for the Mystic Balls podcast.
Yeah, anyways. Be, like,
tossing around the C word. Sorry. So, anyway.
I'm reclaiming the word. Okay, if a man says it, it's very uncomfortable and it feels really aggressive. But, like,
Even a man saying bitch is, like, whoa.
Yeah, but if women feel more comfortable openly saying it, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
It's also just fun to say.
It's a good word. I need
another reason. Yeah, I don't know. And then Elena's like saying she's like nervous to go on that double date. Sorry, I'm totally backtracking. But when he picks her up and gives her the flower arrangement, she's like nervous to go on the double date. She's like, we just haven't really done anything normal together.
Yeah.
We've like stood in front of a flaming pentagon and like opened a tomb, but we haven't like played pool at the Mystic Grill yet.
Well, and Stefan's being really sweet about it. And he's like, well, I came back to stalk you and make you my girlfriend because I want to do, like, boyfriend-girlfriend stuff with you. And I want to, like, bring you flowers and take you on a double date with your ex-boyfriend and your best friend.
I think that maybe Elena's getting the ick. You know, when you...
Wait, really?
I mean, like, not actually, but... I think it's funny that, like, potentially her ick is, like, not being in a life-threatening situation with him.
Yeah, no,
so true. Don't you think there's a part of her that just loves the attention and the thrill and the, like, death threats and shit? Like, she clearly is a very sick person.
No, we've totally talked about this. Like, she loves the drama and she loves to be, like, in compromising situations.
Yeah, so for him to, like, bring her grocery store flowers and, like, take her to their neighborhood Applebee's, I feel like that would give her the ick.
Yeah, she's kind of like, where she just, yeah, she's not Because in this situation, Stefan's not this heroic vampire, always saves the day, always knows what to do. He's just like a boyfriend. He's basically Matt, and she broke up with Matt because he's like so boring and perfect.
She's like, no one ever even tried to kill me when I was with Matt. Of course, Stefan is really good at pool. This whole, it's so annoying. He's like just killing it at the pool table. And it's like, can you just like stop comparing dick sizes like all the time?
Whose dick do you think is bigger, Matt or Stefan?
That's such a good question. I feel like both of them aren't packing. Actually, I can see Matt potentially packing, but like in a really humble way. Stefan is just such a nimble little.
It's probably like pretty average, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, sorry. Jeez.
Yikes. That devolved pretty quick. But Elena and Matt. So now we're at the grill. They're just like chatting. Elena and Matt are walking through freaking memory lane.
Yeah, they're just chatting about like, oh, remember when, like, well, I guess we learn, which I didn't know, that their moms were best friends, and so they literally like shared a crib together,
which
like
is
they
not
were
sexy, like I don't like thinking, like, I wouldn't like thinking about me and my romantic partner like being babies in a crib together.
Well, also, like, isn't that kind of weird that you would end up dating someone that you've known for that long? I just feel like to have that kind of intimate knowledge of a person and their childhood, you'd be more like a best friend, brother, sister situation.
Yeah, every like childhood like boy that I was friends with, yeah, I really don't have any desire to sleep with.
No, but
like at all.
That's neither here nor there, because Caroline is really upset that
she's
not paying
so
much attention.
She's feeling so insecure about it, and I don't know why. First of all, like what we just said, they shared a crib together. Not sexy. Also, Elena and Matt are telling Stefan and Caroline like the lamest, like supposedly funny drunk story ever of like the first time Elena got drunk and just slipped and fell.
She's like, remember I was so drunk that I like tripped,
and they're like cracking the fuck up about it. Like if I was like, Caroline, I'd be like, god damn, like I don't have anything to worry about with this.
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly just like good friends. I mean, none of the stories are like, remember that like steamy night when we like did it? Like there's nothing like that.
Yeah. Caroline's feeling upset. She goes to the bathroom. Elena goes with her. And then, yeah, this is like what you were saying, that this is when it's Caroline's turn to be a little bit bitchy right now. She's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, I wanted you to come so that like you could get used to the idea of like Matt and me being together, and so that like you guys could show me that you're over each other, not for you to like talk about your childhood memories.
Yeah.
What is Elena supposed
Shut
to
up,
talk about
Caroline.
Then? Yeah. Not a good look on her.
No, it's not.
So Elena, on her way back out of the bathroom, Frederick and Beth Ann are partying like it's 1864 in the Mystic Grill. and they see Elena, and Frederick's like, Catherine. And Elena's like, Elena, gotta go.
Yeah, she's like, wrong person, sorry. And then, like, dips out of there.
Yeah, new phone, who dis?
And then she tries to tell Stefan that some guy approached her and called her Catherine. And when they, like, look up, he's gone. So.
Yeah, and Stefan's like, oh my god, like, I want to make a big deal out of this. And Elena's like, no, remember, we agreed to be normal high schoolers. So, like, any, you know, impending threat to my life, I
can wait,
table it.
Yeah, she goes, it'll still be here tomorrow.
She's like counting on the fact too, because she needs that to keep their relationship alive. It's yeah, like those like, people, like those couples that are just like constantly like cheating on each other kind of, and in some weird way, I feel like they almost, like, need it to, like, still like each other, to, like, still keep it going.
No, some people do. They're addicted to the, like, makeup, breakup, the drama.
Yeah, I mean, we're all addicted to drama.
They go back to the boarding house. They're like, let's wrap this up at the the Mystic Falls Applebee's.
They're like, let's retire to the parlor of the Salvatore suit of armor room.
Oh, yeah.
Our antique room.
And Matt's kind of like snooping around and he's like, whoa, dude, like, this is a cool, sick toy car collection. I don't know, guy.
How does Elena not get the ick from this? I would never look at Stefan again. That's all it takes. Like, I found a new ick. Like, every time I think I'm, like, potentially simping over a guy, all I'm gonna have to think about is him with a toy car collection. And, like, done. Feelings gone.
I love when a guy has, like, a little hobby. Like, a cute little, like, thing he does that's, like, kind of quirky.
But this? You would be okay with this?
It depends how into it he was. If he, like, played with them, no. He just, like, displayed them.
You walk in.
He's like,
honey, are you ready for our date? He's like,
they're like getting in crashes.
Oh my god, he's polishing them. He's like fixing the wheels. Yeah, he's doing a little mini car wash in the tub.
Oh my god, he's in the tub.
Okay. Oh my god, yuck. I want to, like, my skin is crawling. Yeah, I don't know. And then Stefan's like, oh, you like toy cars? Let me show you my big boy car. They go to the garage. Stefan just, like, looks like such a douchebag this whole episode. He shows him this, like, really old but, like, brand new looking red sports car.
Yeah, but it's blowing Matt's socks off. Matt is, like, so hard.
Consider his socks removed.
Matt's like, oh, dude, like, this car is freaking sick. Like, let's take it for a spin. And Stefan's like, oh, no, man. Like, the engine doesn't work. And Matt's like, yo, dude, I fix cars. Like, let me fix this for you. So they're doing their little guy thing. Meanwhile, Elena and Caroline are off.
Just watching them. I don't know.
Well, Caroline leaves because she's, like, pissed that Elena and Matt know each other.
She's like, I can't believe you've actually looked at another female. What happens is that Matt's like just like literally getting such a hard on over this sports car, and Caroline's like, I don't know, I don't really like sports cars, like there's not enough room to make out in them. And then Matt looks up at Elena and goes, I don't know, it wasn't that bad. Because I guess Elena's dad used to have, like, an old sports car that they would make out in. Yikes.
I mean, it's a
bad move. I would not be happy with that.
No, I wouldn't either. But that's what I'm saying is, like, through that dumbass comment that Matt made, Caroline's mad at Elena low-key. She's like, yeah. I can't believe I just said those words. I can't believe I just said
but, like, low-key.
but like no cap, she was pissed at Elena, and so
dude, it's an epic fail. No cap.
But then I don't even know what that means.
I don't know why people do that. It's in the same genre as saying no cap to me.
But, like, low-key no cap. Caroline, like, storms out, and Elena goes and follows her while Matt and Stefan are, like, jerking each other off. And then Caroline, like, says this really profound thing, which I don't think she's wrong, but she's like, you don't get it, Elena. You're always the first choice. You're Bonnie's first choice. You're Stefan's first choice. You're Matt's first choice. And I'm always the second choice to literally everyone. And I'm just, like, so tired of it. Which, is she wrong?
No, like, she's in the right in saying that. I mean, obviously, a lot of it is coming from her own insecurity, because I think in this situation, like, she is Matt's first choice now, and he does go on to reassure her of that. But, like, I understand. I think everyone has felt that way in, like, certain relationships, especially in high school. Like, there was always a friend that you had that you did feel like was, like, shinier than you, kind of, even if that wasn't the case. But,
yeah.
And, like, she says all this to Elena, and Elena literally responds and is like, you're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
More insensitive.
Yeah, Elena's not really, like, the sweetest, most understanding, empathetic person to come to when you're having a full meltdown, but she does her best, and she's like, Matt and I are, like, super over, and, like, it's you guys. Like, don't worry about it, sis. No cap.
She's like, literally, I'm riding Stefan's dick so hard, you don't even know.
She's like, low-key, bro, get over it.
No cap. Yeah, and then Stefan is really sweet and lets Caroline and Matt take the car out for a spin, because I guess they fixed the engine that quick.
Yeah, Matt's like, it's done.
I don't know anything about cars, but I feel like it's a little more, like, time-consuming than that. Yes?
It feels like it would be more complicated, but literally, what do I know?
Like, an oil change maybe you could do in that time. I don't know.
I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't...
Well, Nicole, you should probably get your oil changed.
Well, I, like, do, but I... I don't do it myself.
Oh, well, yeah, me either.
But it takes like an afternoon.
Why would I do that?
It takes like an afternoon, and every time I go in, they're like, also, your tires need to be rotated. And I'm like, I literally am gonna cry.
You're like, I drove here, they've been rotating.
I'm like, please just take my credit card, like, I'm gonna cry.
Anyways, and then Matt does, like, a really good job of reassuring her. Like, it kind of, I've never had the hots for Matt, but this kind of, like, turned me on a little bit. Like, he was being really communicative and reassuring to her, and I never used to, like, be into that. So I think maybe it means I have, like, a healthier mindset about romantic relationships now. And I think I should tell my therapist. I think she'd be really proud of me for liking that.
Well, you know that I have always had a soft spot for Matt. So to see him be such a good boyfriend / lover, I mean, they don't really have like a label yet, but he was being really sweet. And I guess Caroline is simmered down.
Yeah, he's like, you're the only person I want to be in this car with right now. Like, Elena and I have history, but like, you're right now. Like, just, it was great job, Matt. Good work. And then they make out.
Good job, Matt. Then they make out, yeah.
Yeah, they go back in the house. Like, Caroline and Matt come back from their joyride, and they all walk back into the house together. Damon and Kelly, he has her, like, up against the wall.
Yeah, and they're, like, making it out. And Matt looks up, and he goes, Mom? Oh, my God. I just, like, can't even imagine.
It's such secondhand embarrassment to watch that.
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable. Obviously, they stop hooking up, and Matt, like, takes his mom home. Damon just, like, finishes his glass of whiskey and goes back to whatever the hell he was, you know, doing before in the house. Just drinking, wandering around,
more
drinking.
Whiskey, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone just, like, so quickly disperses, which is so realistic. Like, if I were to ever walk in on, like, my friend's mom making out with a friend's brother, like, I would be so fast out of there. Like, when you turn the lights on and all the cockroaches just scram.
You'd be gone.
You would see my little, never mind. I was going to say you would see my little skid marks on the floor, but that sounds really, like, poop related.
Sounds a little poopy.
It sounds poopy, but yeah, Lena drives Caroline home, and Stefan immediately goes to just, like, probably lecture Damon, where I feel like he should just, like, I don't know, when, isn't that something that brothers would, like, high five about, but whatever.
Yeah, and also, like, it's Damon, and honestly, it is what it is, but Stefan, like, begins his lecture.
He's like, Damon, you ruined my double date. Like, I literally was just showing them my car collection. Like, I didn't even get to show him, like, the really fancy ones that I have, like, in their preservation cases, like, in the basement.
Yeah. But then they get attacked.
By Frederick and Beth Ann, our resident breaking Amish vampire couple.
They, like, jump through the window.
They're attacking them because they're mad that they are, the Salvatore brothers are, like, kind of the reason why they're in the tomb in the first place. I just feel like they could have sent a text now that they don't have to use phones. They could have
just, like, sent an email and been like, hey, that was, like, really mean of you, but, like, maybe we can cohabitate Mystic Falls together.
Yeah, but Pearl had the right idea, just, like, making her strength known and being like, just so you know, like, I'm in charge now. Bye.
Also, why do they want to live in Mystic Falls, Virginia? Like, why couldn't they be like, yo, once I figure out this whole cell phone thing, I can, like, go live wherever I want.
Like, good God, has no one explained airplanes to them? Go to freaking Ibiza. Are you kidding me? Literally, go see Dylan Francis and, like, pop a Molly in Ibiza. Like, there's synthetic drugs now. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Dude, you heard of VR? You don't need to be in Mystic Falls.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Like, go eat a Pop-Tart. My God. It, like, enjoy there's the 21st century. There's frozen yogurt
shops on every corner.
Literally, there's a Pink Berry probably 20 minutes away.
Yogurtland has every topping you can imagine, it's like, dude.
26 flavors. There's 26 flavors, you guys.
They want to stay in Mystic Falls, I guess.
I don't know. They want to stay in Mystic Falls and fight.
Yeah, so they, like, start fighting each other. And then Beth Ann gets killed.
Yeah, I'm just going to say bye-bye, Beth Ann.
Beth Ann's donezo. And by this point, Frederick's like, oh, shit. Damon and Stefan are effing around. So he jets.
He jets right out the window. The Salvatore brothers alone must be keeping the Mystic Falls window repair guy in business. Like, the shattered window. Like,
yeah.
That must be a pain in the ass to, like, schedule that repair all the time.
Yeah. I mean, to have a broken window 24/7, that's just a whole other thing.
Like, shit, I just would love at the very end, like, after the credits roll, I would love just a scene of them just sweeping up all the...
Oh my god, yeah.
Glass.
Me too. Cleaning, like, the blood off of the hardwood floors.
Yeah, off their nice-ass furniture and shit. But,
they're like, Damon, this is an antique suit of armor. What are you doing?
My Japanese tea table. The fuck? Yeah, Beth Ann dies. And then Frederick kind of goes back to their little Airbnb with his tail between his legs.
Yeah.
And Pearl's like, yeah, you shouldn't have left. Like, what did I tell you?
She's not even mad. She just, like, suits you right, bitch.
Yeah, like, sorry your girlfriend died, but low-key, like, that's what you get when you leave the house.
No fucking cap, dude.
God damn it. But yeah, she's like, you can, like, come back in, but, like, don't ever fucking do that again. And then she stabs him with a wooden spoon.
Yeah. Yep.
Bro is such a mob boss. Holy shit.
And she's like, I'm gonna take two of your fingers for this, but, like, you can stay around. Does he die or does he
Godfather? No, I think it was just in the gut.
He just, like, gets, like, stabbed.
Probably hurt really bad.
Yeah, and she doesn't even flinch. She's like, and that's what you get. And then just, like,
goes about. She's so hot. It's insane. Yeah.
And to think that she is Anna's mom.
I know. I'm so confused. Pretty Jean skip a generation.
That's so true.
I need to stop calling Anna ugly.
She's so ugly.
I know that people say, like, it's not feminist to, like, call other women ugly. But, like, doesn't that make me, like, really feminist that I can admit that some women are uglier than others?
It's not that she's, like,
can't
an ugly
woman. Can't men call each other ugly?
Woman. Yeah, it's just that she's, like, not a beautiful person. Like, sorry. And honestly,
she's annoying.
Listen, Anna, it's not that you're ugly necessarily. You need to put it into context, okay?
Whoever's the actress that plays Anna, you are a good-looking person. You've been probably done dirty by this show.
You've been done dirty by the show, and also everyone else in this cast is a 10, and you're like maybe an 8. So
yeah, by proxy, makes you a little bit ugly.
A little ugly, even though you're at least 2 points hotter than me.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
You washed your hair recently. You're already hotter than her.
Oh my god, not even. It's been like 4 days.
Okay, well, it looks great. Your hair looks really good, Nicole.
Thank you. Your hair looks
good. No cap.
Low key, though?
But like, low key. Your hair looks savage. I hate that that's the thing we all used to say. It's so awful. The episode ends with Anna goes to Jeremy's room. She's like, why did you do that? I literally could have killed you. And he's like, you didn't, though.
And then Jeremy's like, listen, like, I know you're a vampire and I know vampires exist.
I used to know this weird drug addict named Vicky.
Yeah, he's like, this gives me hope for, like, my old friend Vic that I thought died, but, like, maybe she's a vampire.
He's like, I used to fuck this really weird girl. You remind me of her.
Yeah, he's like, she went to a different school. You wouldn't know her, but...
She went to a different school.
But then Anna's like, okay, so what? And Jeremy's like, well, I want you to turn me into a vampire.
Yeah, and the really dramatic music plays.
Which, like, Jerm, why would you want that, dude?
Because he's bored and creepy.
He's so creepy.
That's the end of the episode, but also there's this scene that shows Elena in her bed with a little teddy bear calling Stefan and telling him that she's home safe.
Oh my god.
This is just like really groomer adjacent for me. Like seeing her as like a 17-year-old child holding a teddy bear and then Stefan just looking so old kind of gave me... I don't know. It kind of creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy and groomery. And she's like, I made a home safe. And obviously, Stefan just committed another murder.
Yeah, literally. Like, does he just not? He just doesn't tell her that he just killed yet another person despite proclaiming himself to be a good guy.
Yeah, but they just had their like fun little no drama day and he's like, whatever, I can like tell her later. So he just like doesn't tell her.
I love Damon's little, he's dragging a body across the rug and he just looks up at Stefan and goes, can you help me out a little bit?
Oh my god, yeah.
Gotta love, like, shut up, I'm on the phone with my girlfriend.
Yeah, he's like, she's literally so young, holding a teddy bear, laying in bed. Yeah, it's gross.
It's gross. Anyways, that's the end of our episode. Okay, well, I love you so much.
I love you.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye, boo.
Mystic balls.